Blog
Well, here we are. Well, here we are. It is 8:58. It is Sunday, February 15th after Valentine's Day, and it has happened. It has happened. The lightning has struck, and I did not make the 8 o'clock start for the show. And my whole evening was turned upside down, but for a good reason. We had our EAFL Classic was today, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. I'm trying to regroup. I apologize if anybody was looking for the show, and I wasn't there. And but here we are now, and I guess because I was able to get a little bit of sleep, and we'll try to catch up now and talk a little bit about the tournament today, and we will also try to plug into the EAFL Major League Draft, which is currently underway, and let's see if we can get everybody to tune into the show, because right now I'm talking to myself because nobody knows that we're on the air. So momentarily, I would imagine that people will begin to join the show. And we can talk again about the EAFL Classic that took place today. We can talk about, try to catch up on what happened in the first hour of the draft that I missed. And I guess maybe a little bit of preview. I don't know how long I'm going to stay on. I really wasn't going to do a show at all tonight, and I had posted that, so thus maybe nobody was even looking for me. But, thought about it. Ooh, nice dunk, Kobe. And since I did get a little extra sleep, here I am. So let's give it a try, and at least for a few minutes, if we only have a brief show, at least long enough to catch up on what's going on with the draft and whatever else we can talk about. And if we go till 10 o'clock, then so be it. I also have the All-Star game on, and looks like it's going to be a good one. Shaq and Kobe together again. And it looks like they're doing pretty well. So if you are there, the EAFL chat room is open, and I am waiting on an invite to the AOL chat room, and I can see what's going on in the draft. And the call-in number is 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. This is not our normal show. This is not our normal Tuesday night, the Madden Boys. This show is specifically for the Major League Draft and historical season number 35. I don't know many leagues that can boast to have been around for 35 seasons and close to 4 years, but the EAFL can certainly brag about that. And here we are. So 35 seasons, going on 4 years, players will coming out. The EAFL Classic was today. Our actual first, and I didn't realize this till today, after looking back on all of the things that we've done and been a part of, our first money event. We have never done a money event in the EAFL. And even though we've done tournaments before, we've never done any type of money event. Now I'm getting IMs from people that don't realize that I'm actually on the show. So this ought to be interesting because you get me live and unscripted, no call-in guests, just me, and still waiting on an invite. Oh, here we go, an invite to the chat room, and we'll see if we can get an update on the I'll do is I can go to League Daddy. I won't have the order of the picks, but I certainly at least can recap who has who. And I don't know who went first. I do know the Chargers went third, and that is the team that I ended up with, which is fine. But I'm not sure who went first. I think, you know, bear with me here. I'm going to go to the forums where the list is, and I can rework this and kind of go backwards. So work with me here for a second. Let's see, EFL draft procedure, and the first pick was Time to Shine, and Time to Shine took the Cowboys. And I'm not surprised that the Cowboys, I did not expect to get the Cowboys at three. I had even started a thread this week on the message boards and asking what team was the best team out there, or what were the best three teams out there, knowing that I just knew the Cowboys wouldn't be there at three for me. And after the Cowboys, who is everybody playing with? The Pats are certainly a team everybody's playing with. The Chargers are a team a lot of people are playing with. And then after that, you know, I heard some Titans and Raiders. A lot of Raiders out there, people playing with the Raiders. And another team that I found very interesting that also went, Drewski has the Cardinals. And actually spent a little time with the Cardinals, and that was another team that's actually a pretty interesting team to play with. So first pick, Time to Shine, took the Cowboys. And we're going to, let's see, second pick, Snipe Fox, and he took the Giants. Third pick, Kamish and the Chargers. Fourth pick is Fastball. And thank you, Tiki, for the Chargers. Fourth pick, Fastball and the Raiders. That's pretty interesting. Fastball came into my division, as he said he might. He didn't like the fact that I beat him last season, so we'll see where that leads us. Coach K at five took the Patriots. That's a good pick. Six, convinced. Took the Jags at six. And that's got to be kind of special for him because he usually doesn't get such a good pick in the draft. So look for big things out of Convince this season. The Master Ace also comes into my division with the Broncos. And at number eight, Pewter Cadillac. And he takes the Panthers. At nine, Primetime Surfer with the Steelers. And at 10, Wingman with the Jets. That's an interesting pick at 10. That's a very interesting pick. Could Wingman have been division hunting and thought that maybe with Coach K and the Pats taking the Jets and leaving the Dolphins and the Bills that maybe he had a good chance? You don't know. Coltrane with pick 11. And you know, Coltrane was the first season phenom who kind of, you know, did not repeat form in the second season. We'll see what he does now in his third season. Saints at pick 11 for Coltrane. Jotto with pick 12 with the Titans. That's a very good pick for him at 12. Him and Vince are going to really have some good games there. But that's a great pick for him at 12, if you ask me. And at 13, our commissioner, Tiki Sun, probably one of the higher picks he's ever had, and he goes with the Eagles. That must have hurt. and the NFC East Eagles. 14, Breakdown has taken the Redskins, so that completes the NFC East with Time to Shine, Snipe Fox, Tiki Sun, and Breakdown. So that division's gone or full. The Boys, my good friend, pick 15, again, a higher pick than he's probably used to, with the Texans at what pick was he? 15 with the Texans, and let's see, 16 Drewski with the Cardinals, and I think that covers. Let's see, I gotta refresh the page. Oh, there's more. Drewski got the Cardinals at 16. Incline the Glory at 17. Takes the Falcons at 18. Bad Boy original member comes into my division with the Chiefs. And 19. PTH Smash. I think a co-funder of Rust Bus tournament today at 19. He takes the Vikings. At 20, Keegan Brick takes the Colts. That is a magnificent pick. Boy, what a division that is. AFC South. The Colts, who would ever thought the Colts would drop all the way to 20th? But Keegan Brick has the Colts. The Boys has the Texans. Vince with the Jaguars and Jordo with the Titans. That is a hell division right there. Anyone could actually win that division. That's a hell division. At 21, Philly Style takes the Bills. At 22, Dirty Burner. Okay, doesn't look like he's picked. So now I can go into the chat room and. Let's see. Let's go back to the chat room now. Let's see. Dirty Burner took the Bucks. Yo Mama, not the aforementioned Yo Mama, but our Yo Mama, takes the Bengals, and Killa is on the clock. So there you have it, a full recap right up to the day. Right up to the moment, I should say, of the draft. Let's see, I'm refreshing just to see. And Sangrado, still call him Sangrado, even though he's got like 14 different names. That's how I know him. So Dirty Burner took the Bucks at pick number 24. And that brings us up to date. That brings us up to the moment. If you want to call into the show, 347-838-9525. Again, this isn't really our full-blown Madden Voice show. Very little advertising went out for this show. This one's specifically more for league members to talk about the draft, talk about the tournament, and that kind of stuff. So, and I was an hour late, which never happens, but I tried to take a power nap and I didn't sleep much last night, and the power nap got the best of me. I could not, I didn't wake up. And so I'm late. I'm a little embarrassed. That never happens to me, but okay, what are you going to do, right? And all right, let's go into the chat room and let's just see what's going on here in the chat room. All right, just some general chit chat, some general conversation. If anybody in the chat room is hearing this, can you just throw up a little post? Because I don't really know if people even know that I'm on the air. So, if you're on the air, just say hey to the commish, hey to the EFL, EAFL, shout out, and let me know that you're out there listening. Because what they don't have on this site is kind of a in-show gauge to get a sense of, how many listeners you have. So I just want to make sure that I'm talking to people. Okay, good. Everybody's telling me they can hear me. Okay, good. Let's talk about the tournament while Killa is on the clock, and let's first. I have to start by giving thanks because, the EAFL again. The loyal members of the league come through, just thankful to have such a good group of guys that loyal to the league, loyal to me, loyal to each other. So appreciate everything that the league members do because they don't have to be. I don't want anybody to think I take their loyalty for granted. You don't have to be. You can certainly choose to put your loyalties elsewhere. So with that said, we had over 20 register. There was some confusion, you know, down the stretch, but we had ended up with 19 that actually started the tournament. And 19 is a really hard number to try to figure. So in the last hour, I had to redo some things and you know, to make sure that the tournament was fair to everybody. And you know, I think we did the best we could under those situations, and I think overall it worked out good. We ended up going single elimination until we got to five, and then we went double elimination, and it worked out well. You know, congratulations to Russ Bus for, you know, John McCain is at the All-Star game. Hallelujah. Congratulations to Russ Bus for just continuing his dominance and winning again, winning an EAFL event. And Russ Bus actually won $300 and was paid immediately. And we had a runner-up, really came out of nowhere, goes by the name of Skins Chick. And Skins Chick actually came through and lost to Russ Bus, and that's the only person that Skins Chick lost to. Beat everybody else in her path, and took home about $50 as kind of a consolation prize. At one point, I thought of just a winner take all, but figured, you know, let's go ahead and give the runner up something. So it was a little more, maybe, you know, a little more than $50. So, you know, $350 payout after PayPal lined their pockets. And as promised, the EAFL took nothing out of this tournament. Did not take a penny. So, you know, we think it went really well. We want to thank members of Two Crews, the Brotherhood, and the Corporation had members as part of the tournament. NJ Rod checked in with me during the tournament to see how things were going. Appreciate that. And, you know, there were a lot of kind words after the tournament, and it was nice. It was nice for people to recognize the show, to recognize the tournament. One guy posted, "Thanks for letting me participate, Commish. It was brief but fun. I hope the EFL has more of these." Another guy posted, "Thanks for having me out, man. I appreciate it. I love to be involved with this sort of stuff all the time, as I want to play for money, but I don't trust those other, I won't name, he named two gaming sites. I won't do that, but he says he doesn't trust those gambling sites. So I'll be down for this in the future as the price doesn't get out of hand. Thanks for letting me participate." So it looked like people liked our $20 fee, trying to keep it reasonable, you know. And we tried to, although I did hear about a tournament that was out there today. So we did our best to not conflict with other tournaments. We also had a comment from another guy who was actually in our league about the show. I thought I'd share that with everybody, too. It really enjoyed last week's show. And if you didn't check out last week's show and you're a fan of Madden, you're missing out on, frankly, the best radio show of the year of any Madden show. There is no one that can touch the show we did last year. And you really have to just listen to it to understand. With K-Star and RG and other people that called in, this is, if you don't listen to any other show we do, you have to listen to last week's show. Spread the word. Show 36 is the show to listen to if you're a Madden head. But anyway, guys, so being someone who I would call a good player but by nowhere near K-Star level, it is so neat to hear from behind the scenes from Madden Nation and stuff. I know there are a lot of people like me who wish that who wish we were that good and could spend that much time on Madden, but really can't. And to get a behind-the-scenes feel and find out what these guys are really about is awesome. You know, I could see one day that you could wind up on a radio station like ESPN Radio or something. Very big things are going to happen for the EFL and the show itself. I don't know about all that. Actually, although it's funny that I get that comment, and one of our members – who has a separate show that talks about college athletics, actually is is in the discussion of getting a gig on ESPN radio, from what we hear. And I'm a little disappointed that this guy didn't give me a thank you, because it was spawned by the Madden voice that this guy decided to go ahead and do his own show. And we gave him the idea, and he ran with it, and I'm certainly not taking any credit for his success at all, only for the idea. So I was a little disappointed that he didn't say, "Yo, T, man, you know, appreciate the kick in the butt, you know, because we saw you do it and realized I can go ahead and do it, and you know," and he might end up being on the radio. So good luck to him on that. That's a great thing. I've got ESPN here in town, and I know how they operate. I know how even their radio stations are, how serious they are about it. So you know, for him to even be considered for that is a great testament to his talent. So it's well known fact that him and I haven't been the best of friends over the years, but I do sincerely wish him luck on that and hope that it turns out everything that he wants it to be. I always tell people, go for your passion. That's what you're here for. Go for your passion, no matter what it is. So wish him luck there, and maybe we'll get a shout out. Nah, I doubt it. Nah, I'm only playing, and you gotta do your job. So anyway, all right, let's check into the chat room and let's see. I think Killer made his pick already. So now I got to back up here and I think I backed up too far. So now I got to go back. Let's see. Let's go back. And let's go back to the site and see. Killer took the Dolphins, so that clogs up the AFC East with Philly Style, Killer, Coach K, and Wingman. Over in the AFC East, Killer taking the Dolphins. Let's see. After Killer was Rye Dog, and I don't know who Rye Dog took, so let me go check. Rye Dog has... Okay, maybe it wasn't Rye Dog. Bear with me here. After Killer... No, it was Rye Dog at 25. And I can't see what team Rye Dog took. Maybe I'm still asleep. Maybe I'm not... Maybe Kamish T is not awake yet. Okay, Rye Dog got the Ravens at 25. Man, I'd be interested to see how Rye Dog goes with the Ravens. They're certainly their D is on point, but I had never seen so many drop passes in my life, man. Derek Mason can't catch a ball to save his life, man. I was so disappointed in them offensively. But you know, I'm not that good, so you know, we'll see how that pans out. 26 S Gives, MaddenBible.com. Give him a little shout out. And S. Gibbs at 26 takes the Green Bay Packers. And 27, J. Bev, the Phenom, takes the Bears. God, you know, Bears go to down to 27. Wow. Casper took at 28. Let's see. Did he even pick yet? All right. Let's see. Go back into the chat room. Boy, this is hard when you don't. You're not organized here. Casper takes the 49ers. All right. So Casper takes the 49ers, and it looks like. Goval, oh, nope, Goval's picked two. Goval's was on the clock. Goval's at 29, takes the Rams. And that'll be interesting to see how Goval's does with the Rams, as them back-to-back, went to the Super Bowl with the Rams two seasons in a row, has gone to the Super Bowl three seasons in a row, and lost three seasons in a row. But, you know, before you guys go throwing stones, the guys played in 11 Super Bowls, He's won four, but he's played in 11. So, you know, you can't go, you know, no, it's just, you know, how much hatred can you give a guy who, you know, in 09 is, you know, makes as many Super Bowls as he did. So, we'll see if he can do the Buffalo Bills and go for the four-peat. All right, let's see. And speaking of Bama, Bama is on the clock. So if anybody is interested in calling in, I know I opened up the EAFL chat room for the show, but, you know, we're also very much into the chat room of the draft. So, you know, either chat room is fine. I mean, really, if you're in the draft, you really want to be in that chat room, but you can also come to the show's chat room too. And if anybody's interested in calling in, I haven't checked the switchboard in a few minutes, so I will go do that now. But the number to call in is 347-838-9525. The draft is winding down, and so what we will do probably is a quick analysis after the draft and then sign off. So this, again, was just more of a quick show for the draft, for the league, to talk about the tournament today. And, you know, just really just for league members. And, you know, we'll be back Tuesday night with our full-blown show. And let's see. We are waiting on Bama. All right. They are laying it on Bama in there, huh? That's pretty interesting. All right, got some IMs here. Primer, it's all good. I forgot about the show, too. And I got a guy asking me what's happening in the show right now. Well, I'm talking, and I'm waiting on Bama to make his pick. I'm pretty excited about the first EAFL Classic, having gone down today, February 15th, and, you know, had the ability to pay out $300 to the champion, Russ Buss. Had two crews who had members there, and you know, I don't know if they'll come back and play because after they lost, they kind of took off, but they're welcome back. I think the tournament went well. You know, I'm wondering what other people's thoughts are. But really didn't have many issues as far as rule violations and that kind of stuff. You know, somebody complained about lagging, but you always get that. But, you know, the games moved right along, and we were done about quarter after 5 or so. So, you know, or 5:30, I don't know, 5:30. So, you know, for a day's work, somebody walked away with $300, and another guy, you know, pocketed 50, and you didn't have to leave your house. And I say that not to down the live tournaments at all. I'll be at Players Bowl. That is my intention on April 4th. And, you know, nothing really beats a live tournament. But, you know, with the cost of running live tournaments, you know, an online tournament certainly is a nice alternative, kind of to fill in between. And we will have another EAFL Classic, and it will be soon. You know, our goal is to have at least one more before Players Bowl. And, you know, hopefully the next time we can get, you know, we only marketed this for a week. So to get 19 with 1 week's marketing, I'm not disappointed at all. And I think the next one will market for a little bit longer, and I think we'll do even better. So with the 30th pick, Bama takes the Cleveland Browns. So congratulations to Bama for the Browns. He is already predicted to be back in the Super Bowl again. So we'll see. And he said that he'll lose the Super Bowl again, but we'll see. 31st pick, Russ Buss, the defending champ. And actually, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner, has the Lions. And that will leave, I believe, let's see. I'm going to go to just to double-check before I say this. Yeah, that would leave Chargers for life with the last pick. You know, he's a guy's got to grow up. And then, yeah, I'm saying it on the show. He just got to grow up. You know, everybody has their moments, but this guy has a, you know, has a lifetime. He doesn't have a moment. So, you know, see what happens this season. And Chargers for life will get the Seahawks. And would have been interesting had I ended up with the Chargers. I mean, I'm sorry, not the Chargers. I didn't end up with the Chargers. Had I ended up with the Cardinals, but it's okay. So that ends the draft, the EAFL Season 1 draft. Going to go through real quick and just look at the divisions and see where we're at for predictions. And unless I get a call or two, then going to sign off. The main function of the show tonight was to cover the draft and to talk about the tournament. So I do have a caller, and that would be Go Balls. As I know, I believe he's using Skype, so that's why I know it's Go Balls. So Go Balls, yeah, welcome to the show.
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm actually doing the click-to-talk thing on the Blog Talk Radio. I'm not actually even having to use Skype.
Oh, okay.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to call because I heard you talking earlier about the ESPN thing, and I appreciate you saying something about that. It actually is booked for Wednesday. But, no, I didn't say anything in that thread, but I've said before, and I was calling in tonight to make sure it was heard. I actually did rob my idea for my show from yours, and I've told you before that I appreciated your idea and the help that you gave me to get it started. So I wanted to make sure that we were on the same page there, because I don't want you to think I'm slighting you or nothing like that.
Oh, no, I didn't think that. I'm happy that it for you has led to something, you know, as you put on the TML forums, a dream come true. So, you know, just take your shot and take your 15 minutes and make it an hour, you know. I mean, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing. I mean, really, to be honest with you, it still hasn't hit me yet. I mean, we're talking about ESPN Radio. This is not your local PBS station. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. So, anyway, I just wanted to call and make sure that you did appreciate the idea and the help and all that good stuff, and tell everybody, you know, if you get a chance to listen to it online, please do, and all that good stuff. And anyway, appreciate it, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Yeah, buddy. We'll see you.
Yep, bye. You know, and I will say that, you know, certainly not trying to make anybody feel like if you just go ahead and do a show like this that, you know, it is unusual. And I think he, you know, if I remember his thread correctly, you know, he was as surprised as anybody. He did a show. He does a show on Tennessee athletics as a Tennessee, you know, diehard fan. And, he had a excellent, I don't know all the details, and it really the details don't really matter that much, but he had a very good caller, or a guest, one that major media people couldn't get. He got the guy through some contacts and knowing the right people to come on to his show and had just a phenomenal show. And so, you know, you take some things and the ball gets rolling and, you know, it's a great opportunity. So good luck to him there. We'll certainly keep an eye on him, because if it does turn into something, I'm going to want a residual, you know. All right, I'm just kidding. All right, before we sign off, I just want to take a quick look at the divisions and just give my take on, you know, how I see things playing out in each division. And then Tuesday we'll follow it up with a more thorough view. But, you know, we are going to sign off in a couple of minutes. So if anybody really wants to call in, you probably want to do so in the next 60 seconds or 2 minutes. And if not, then we'll just catch you Tuesday night. But let's go to the NFC East. And we have Time to Shine with the Cowboys, Snipe Fox with the Giants, Tiki Sun with the Eagles, Breakdown with the Redskins. In my opinion, that's Tiki's division to lose, plain and simple. You know, I don't want to necessarily talk down about any other people. Certainly have some talent in that division, but I can't see Tiki losing that division. NFC North should be an interesting division with JBev, Russ Bus, and S Gibbs. The Smash guy. Good luck, bro. You've got six division games that if you win one, I'll pat you on the back. And those guys playing each other is just going to be something else. That said, Russ Bus is on a roll. And it's hard to pick against Russ Bus right now. He's on a roll. And, you know, even with the Lions, if most people consider an inferior team, I mean, you know, with Russ Bus's skills, his user skills, and Calvin Johnson, we'll see. But I'd go with Russ Bus right now. NFC South, Incline to Glory, Pewter Cadillac, Coltrane, Dirty Burner. That really is a wide-open division, probably a division I know the least about. I've played PC several times. I've played Sangrado. I've not ever played Coltrane, and I don't think I've played Incline to Glory. So, you know, I'd have to defer on that one. I'm really not sure. Coltrane did come in 1 year and win the Super Bowl, but did not follow it up with a playoff performance the following year. So Sangrado can be tough. Pewter Cadillac can be tough. I don't know much about Incline to Glory. So I guess I'd have to go with Cole right now simply because he's a Super Bowl champ. You know, it's a weak endorsement, but it's an endorsement. in the NFC West, we've got Drewski with the Cardinals, Casper with the 49ers, Chargers for Life with the Seahawks, Govals with the Rams. Right now, I'd have to go with Govals with the Rams. I think that's the best team in that division, although don't sleep on Drewski with the Cardinals. Actually, I think the Cardinals are a better team than the Rams, but I think that Govals has certainly shown what he can do last season, so I'd go with Gold Balls. AFC East, Philly Style with the Bills, Killa with the Dolphins, Coach K with the Pats, Wingman with the Jets. You know, that's a very interesting division. Right now, I got to go with Killa and the Dolphins. I think Killa is the most talented baller in that group. And, you know, we've seen that even though the Patriots are the best team, any team in that division can win games now with the upgrades and stuff with what you know has happened in Madden. Any team in that division can win games. So AFC North, Ride Dog with the Ravens, Yo Mama with the Bengals, the Bama himself, DC Bama with the Browns, Primetime Surfer with the Steelers. I'm going Bama, Browns. The guys, you know, he's as hot as you can be without winning a Super Bowl. Just plain and simple. You know, runner-up to the tournament, goes down to Virginia, wins the tournament, three Super Bowls in a row. He's as hot as you can be without actually being the champ. So you got to go with Bama. AFC South, the boys with the Texans, Keegan Brick with the Colts, Convince with the Jags, and Jodo with the Titans. That is a very difficult division. You know, I've always thought that the boys when serious can be the best in the EAFL. I just don't know how serious he gets. I know he doesn't like to lose, but I just don't know if he's always, you know, playing with his A game. And I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy, but I've seen him play live, and then I see what goes on in the tournament. So I don't know. I mean, what goes on in the leagues. I don't know. I'm just not sure. Keegan Brick with the Colts is deadly. Vince with the Jags is deadly. Jorah with the Titans is deadly. I mean, that division can go anywhere. With that said, I think I'm going to go on a limb and say the boys is going to relish the competition in this division and rise to the occasion. Anyone can win that division, but I'm going to go with the boys right now. So see what you can do for me, John. Make me a prophet. And last, my division, the Master Ace with the Broncos, Bad Boy with the Chiefs, Fastball with the Raiders, Commish with the Chargers. I don't know. I think the conventional wisdom in that division would be either myself or Master Ace. I think I have the best team in that division. I've had some problems with Ace the last couple times we played. Actually, the last time he played, he buried me. I think I'm better than I was then, but the last time I played, the guy buried me. So I know I got to come to play. I'm going to go and say that although I don't have much to hang my hat on, if there was any chance for me to win a division, this might be it. I have one of the better teams on Madden in a division that honestly is not going to be one of the toughest divisions in the league. So if you know, I don't know the Chargers schedule, I haven't looked or anything, but I'm gonna say put your money on Commish T. I've done a little labbing this week, and I'm pretty much, other than the show Tuesday, I'm gonna kind of devote all my attention to gameplay now. And other than the show Tuesday, that's pretty much what I'm gonna be doing. I feel a need to get competitive now, so I'm gonna see if I can step it up. So I'm gonna go with me for that division, and that about do it. Okay, we do have a couple of calls, so we will certainly stay on and entertain the calls. And we have a caller on the line now. The number is not showing through, but I'll go ahead and take the call in. So unknown number, caller, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the Madden Voice.
Hi, I was runner-up in the tournament today.
Oh, yeah, Skins Chick.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to the show. Everybody's wondering who you are and where you're from, and there was so many questions, and there was speculation and rumors about who were you really, because we don't really run into a lot of women playing Madden. And, you know, there are even a couple of guys even trying to get a date with you, which I kind of suggested against because, you know.
Oh, those guys are perverts. They're perverts.
Well, you know, let me say this. First of all, let me say congratulations on being a runner-up, coming out of nowhere, unknown commodity, a female baller, which is unusual for Madden, and maybe our first in the EAFL. I'd have to go and check the archives, but congratulations. You know, how did it feel? You know, do you play a lot of Madden, and did you think that you had a chance to win?
I think I had a chance to win. I like to play what they call symbol, and it was working, you know. I like you know, the way I was playing. But that last guy from Australia, he kicked my ass.
Yeah, I have it on good authority that the guy from Australia is not. But then there were rumors that you may not have been, you know, who you claim to be, and now we see for sure that you are. So maybe that person really was from Australia. You just never know with the internet today.
Yeah, I think he was. Is that the guy from Madden Nation, the Aussie?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the guy who won from Australia is another gentleman. But he's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, that fucking rocket catch. I fucking hate it.
Oh man. Oh God, yeah. That's his game. I mean, that's what he does. You know, he's one of the best in the business you'll find at running a curl route and manually catching. I mean, I haven't played him, and I don't know if I play him this year or this season, but I've seen him play enough times to know that he, you know, you got three guys on him, and he'll still get that catch. Did you experience that in the game?
Yeah, I had like two or three guys on him, and I mean, I never saw that, you know, when I was playing other people, but against him, it would just, you know, he would make my guys look dumb, you know?
Yeah, that sucks. Hey, I got another caller. Let's see who this other caller is, too. We can, 813 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, it's Killer.
Killer, what's going on? Killer, the man with the – hey, we have a Skins Chick on the line. Maybe you could make Skins Chick a signature, a sig. Killer makes the best sigs in the business. But there's a catch. Anybody who gets a sig from Killer, he's going to throw EAFL on there because, I mean, he's EAFL, you know, through and through. Right, Killer?
Yeah, I even made one for the commissioner of the MGL League has got EAFL blasted in the background.
Oh, the commissioner of what now?
Of the MAG. Madden.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And you got EAFL on it.
It's got EAFL blasted in the background.
Yeah. Well, he can. You know, he's okay. I don't have a problem with those guys. That other league though, don't mess with them though. I'll talk to you offline about them.
I got you.
But hey, do you have any questions for us, Ginschick?
Not really. I was going to make a rundown of divisions, who I thought was going to win.
Oh, okay. Well, before you do that, let's see. Skinshig, any other comments? I mean, will we see you? Could we possibly see you in the EASL, or will you come back and play again in a tournament?
I hope so. I guess we'll see. I mean, I don't feel that the minor leagues are good for me. I want to go to the majors.
Yeah, everybody does, you know, and all I can say to you is that, you know, certainly with your performance today, you've shown that you are major league material as far as level of competition. But the other part about playing in the EASL is longevity. You know, we want guys that can come, we want people that can come in and, you know, play season after season and sustain greatness, and that's what we would want to see. So everybody starts in the minors. And, you know, if you're interested in joining, you know, EASLmadden.com/join. And, you know, we'll see about getting you in one of the minor leagues. What about Players Bowl? Could we see you at Players Bowl? I think everybody wants to meet you. And like I said, I know that there were guys that were thinking, you know, they'd love to lab with you in person.
Yeah, I don't want to lab with them. Those guys are perverts. I don't want to lab with them. I lab with my girls, and that's it.
Oh, man. So, well, you know, I got to ask. I mean, I don't get women on the show often, so I got to ask. You know, are you involved? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, but I just don't want to put her out there right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, hey, I respect that. I mean, you know, there's a guy in the league, J-Bev, and, you know, J-Bev, you know, there's some rumors about J-Bev, too. So, I mean, hey, everybody has, you know, their own lifestyle preferences, and, hey, you know what? The commission's okay with that, man. We're open to everybody, you know?
Yeah, I go on TML, and I see J-Bev, and he's always, you know, with that Cole guy. I mean, are they in a relationship?
You know, I don't know. I you know, I mean, J-Bev's my man, 20 grand. I met J-Bev in Philly. He's a cool young man, and you know, he's EASL through and through. So I don't want to put his business out there. But I've noticed a lot. You know, when you're in a serious relationship with somebody, sometimes. You get so close to that person, you answer their questions, you speak for them, and that's just what happened. You know, having been married, I know these things, okay? So, you know, when I saw that happening a number of times, I started wondering, okay, is there something else here going on? I mean, I didn't know, you know? And like I said, I got nothing against it. If these two guys are cool like that, hey, they're welcome in the league. You know, they're welcome in the league, man. We don't discriminate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just like me and my girl, we might go to Players Bowl, but, you know, we just don't want the guys hitting on us. And I think a lot of them guys need to take showers, too, before they go and play because they stink.
So is your girl, I mean, you know, is your girl, do you think your girl is cute? Is she cute?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm beautiful myself. You know, I only date beautiful girls. So, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you know what, man? You know, I think I'm definitely going to have to go and change the rating on this show from everybody to adult, and that's okay. Skinschick, I want to say again, congratulations on the performance today. I appreciate, you know, and hey, if you know any other women out there, there used to be someone out in the scene called Madden Widow. And I've tried to get her to come on the show, but she won't – or not come on the show, I'm sorry, come into the league, but she's not interested. But if you know people out there that other women that you may play Madden with, you know, that want to play in a tournament or join the league, I mean, spread the word. We're open to everybody.
You know who I want to call out in the Madden world?
Who's
I want
that?
To call out PG-13 from Madden Nation. I don't feel that she – you know, deserve to be on that show. I will kick her ass.
Well, Well, you feisty. You know, you got some pep in your step, huh?
Yeah, she is the Bengals, and she got her ass whooped. I want her. I want to see her one-on-one on Madden.
All right. Well, you know, hey, I mean, anything's possible. Players Bowl is coming up in April. It's one of the biggest tournaments of the year. So, you know, maybe we can set something up.
Thank you. Thank you, Kamish.
No problem. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Skins Chick, everybody. Skins Chick graced us with a phone call, and, you know, draw your own conclusions there. Interesting conversation. Killer, what'd you think about Skins Chick?
I don't even know what to think.
You know, who needs your mama from Madden Nation for entertainment? We got our own entertainment on the Madden Voice. So, all right, so you want to go through the divisions?
Yeah.
Feel free, my brother. The floor is yours.
All right. AFC East, it's hard for me not to pick myself. But who wouldn't pick themselves? But the North, AFC North, you got to go with Bama. It's like, it don't matter who's in his division because he always wins and then loses in the Super Bowl. But AFC South, biased pick here, I'm going to go with Jeezy. The North, that's probably the toughest one to pick out of them all.
Yeah, because we all suck. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're all just stick-skilled challenged.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take fastball.
Fastball. All right.
And the NFC East.
I'd hang up on you, man. Come on, call on. Come on to my show, man. You guys want to talk about some captain? This dude come on to my show and going to pick fastball, who I just beat last season. Man, you got some nerve. All right, go ahead.
You didn't even pick yourself.
Yeah, I did. I did pick myself.
Oh,
I said I'm going to have a tough time with Master Ace because the last time I played him, he hurt me. But that said,
I also have a better team.
I do have a better team. And I'm a better player than I was when I played him last time. I think I am. But anyway,
NFC
go ahead.
NFC East, I don't know. I haven't played Tiki on Xbox 360 yet. But I'm going to go with Breakdown with the Redskins. NFC North, I'm going to go with S. Gibbs. Surprise.
Wow. Yeah, that is a surprise pick. And I don't mean anything against S. Gibbs. He knows what I think of his Madden game. I think he's got a great Madden game. But with J-Bev and Russ Bus in there, that is a little bit of a surprise pick. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just picking better team. But I don't know. Russ with Calvin Johnson, it could get embarrassing. We could have our first 200-reception player in the AFL history. But in the South, man, I'm going to go with Cole with the Saints. And then my surprise pick in the NFC West, Drewski's going to win it with the Cardinals.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as much of a surprise. Drewski's, he's closer than I think people think. And I heard him in Casper Lab in the day. So that ought to be
crap out of me last season.
Yeah, so that, yeah. I think, you know, when you look at Drewski, you look at Casper, even though the 49ers are not a great team, but Casper, I think, can play. Goldballs had a great season last season. I think what I'm going to love is hope that all three of these guys beat down on Chargers for life. I just hate disrespect, and that kid is nothing but disrespect, and he needs to learn what respect is all about, you know. So I hope they all crush him and just beat him down.
Ugh. Well, I plan, so I'll show him some respect.
Good. Teach him something. You know, I'm checking now to see if he's on my schedule, but he's not. Chargers for Life is not on my schedule. But, Killer, you are on my schedule.
Yes, sir. The two wild card teams from the AFC will be Yo Mama and Vince.
Your mama, and who's the other one?
Vince with the Jaguars. Okay. And in the NFC, it's going to be Casper with the 49ers and Jay Bev with the Bears. Russ is going to miss the playoffs.
I'll tell you this. Russ misses the playoffs, man. I don't know, man. Calvin Johnson, you know, if Russ is so good that he'll tell you, I'm going to throw to Calvin Johnson all game, and you'll do everything, and he'll still throw to Calvin Johnson all game. So it'll be interesting. But, you know, everybody's bubble in the AFL pops sooner or later. It's just a matter of time. So maybe this is his time. I tell everybody in the AFC East, or in the AFC conference this. If you don't win your division, you may not make the playoffs because I think the two wild cards are going to come out of the AFC South. I think the AFC South sends three teams to the playoffs. That's my opinion. And the other three will be division champs. So if you're not going to win your division in the AFC, you pretty much better pack your bags and get ready for season 36. Because
yeah, but you got to think they're going to beat up on each other. They've got to play each other twice.
Yeah, but that's only – I mean, that hurts for division because a division loss hurts you. But, I mean, you know –
And
they also
play the NFC North, so they all got to play Russ, Gibbs, Bevins, and Smash.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point. I didn't realize they were playing NFC North, and that could turn into – I mean, but, you know, all right, so you're ending up your season 9-7, 10-6. I mean, that might be all you need.
Yeah.
You know? When you look at the AFC in general, I don't know. It's just the weaker of the two conferences, in my opinion.
It's like Keegan said a couple of seasons ago, that the league's getting so tough, there's not going to be five or six teams with 12-plus wins anymore.
Right. Yeah. You know, and while I have a moment, I do want to – you know, defend a comment I made on the boards a bit. I took a little heat for that comment. You know, after I finished my season, I played 10 games in less than a week. I played 8 games in 8 hours. And so I got a real good dose of AFL football after having been away for almost 2 months. And I walked away with bittersweet emotions on where the league was. Scheme-wise, there's no doubt about it. The originality is not what it was in the past. But talent-wise, I don't think we are as talented of a league as we used to be. But I don't think that that's our fault. And I think there
it's just the game. The game's too easy to play.
Right. The game doesn't force people to be creative. And, you know, because they're – is parity does not necessarily mean that there's more competition. You know, I just think that we're just, you know, when I go into a game and I know, you know, I pretty much, I mean, back in the day, Killa, you remember this, when we were on PS2, you know, I would play Young Boom and get my butt kicked, play him a second time, and be totally ready for what he was going to do. And get my butt kicked, and he did something completely different the second game. Same thing when I used to play the boys or Bama or, you know, some of the guys, Dub C. Dub C was kind of one-dimensional, but he was very good. But, you know, you didn't know what you were going to get with a lot of guys, and now you do. And that's why I say it's just not as strong as it was, because you just – I'm not looking so much at wins and losses. I don't think wins and losses is how you measure it. I'm looking at skill sets. I'm looking at, you know, when we get on the game, what's going on in the game. And I just think the whole Madden community is not what it was as far as talent goes. Now, if you listen to last week's show, there's a lot of talk about the game returning more to the PS2 type game. And if that's the case, then I think it will force everyone to be more creative. And I think that the potential to return to that is there. But
I think you see a lot of people fall off, too.
Well, yeah, if you take – I mean, people fall off anyway because when you take away something that someone has depended on and relied on, a gimmick or, you know, something like that that someone has based their game on, and you take it away, then, you know, if they don't have the ability to adjust, they wither into the wilderness.
Yeah.
So any predictions for yourself as far as the season goes? I know you predict yourself to win the division, but you know,
as many times as I've choked myself away in the playoffs, I'm in no spot to make a prediction.
Okay. Well, you know, okay. I'll. You know what? I'm not even gonna put you out there. I'm gonna respect that and leave that out there. You know, you are still looking for that elusive ring. Is that correct?
Yeah. I went to one Super Bowl. I was winning at one point, 3-0. And it was all downhill from there, 41-10.
Who was that again?
That went to Mr. Dub C.
Yes. Dub C, the man that we have not seen on Next Gen yet. We've seen him make a guest post here and there, but we all wonder what he's going to be like on Next Gen, but hasn't happened yet, and I'm wondering why. I thought he had a 360. He's a guy who won five PS2 Super Bowls, but we haven't seen. You know, and that's kind of a shame. I mean, there's something wrong with a guy who possibly might have made the choice to not play in a league because he cannot be as dominant as he used to be. I think that's not good. You know, if you're here for the high years, then you need to be here for the low years. You know, you don't quit the game because you're not that good anymore, and you don't want to hurt your name. I'm not saying that that's the case with him, but if he has the next gen and he's not playing as dedicated as he was to the league and as much success as he had, you got to ask the question, why isn't he back? And I don't care for people leaving because they're not good. You know, I just don't think that that's what you do. But anyway, Killa, appreciate you calling in. We're running out of time, so thanks again. Thanks. I'll be contacting you for – I want a special SIG. I don't know what I want on it yet, but I will be in touch. Keep up all the good work, and I'll see you sometime for our game. Take care.
All right. All right, peace.
All right. Check us out Tuesday night. Remember, the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field.